Good morning and welcome to our Friday open line. I'm your host, Brian Bowes, and we've got a full program to bring you today. Later on in the hour, we're going to have royalty in our midst as we talk with the Nespelum Junior Rodeo Queen. But first up, it is our monthly visit with our OMAC School Superintendent, Michael Porter.
Good morning.
And you brought some professionals with you today.
I did. I brought Tanya Peterson here, our CTE director, to talk about our great CTE program in the OMAC School District.
I said it before we came on the air, and I'll say it now that we are on the air. I thought for years your CTE program is, I think, one of your crown jewels in your school district.
I would agree. So that has been a priority of the OMAC School District for a number of years, of expanding it and growing it and getting the right people in there. And we have seen some incredible growth through the program over the past couple of years, and so I definitely wanted the professional to be on here today to share all of the great things that we're doing.
You don't have kids, you just got out of bed, you haven't had your coffee yet. What does CTE mean?
Career and technical education. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, take it away, Tanya. Is that what you want to do?
That's what I want. I want Tanya to speak on this.
Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
How long have you been involved with the program?
Well, I've been CTE director since 2017.
Okay.
But teacher in OMAC probably since 2015.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful. You like it?
Yes.
What you're doing now?
Yes.
Yeah? So what is your job as director?
My job is to help with, I guess some of it is compliance, but also if we want to add new classes, we have to go through a course application process. Managing the budget,
applying for grants, hosting a number of meetings that you have to run.
Yes, yes, advisory committee meetings.
Okay, so the current CTE program curriculum, what all does it encompass?
Oh, we have a whole bunch of programs in OMAC.
Okay.
And before we go into that, though, sure, I want to clarify that some people don't recognize CTE, career and technical education, and it used to be called vocational education. So I think a lot of people recognize vocational, and that's what we're talking about. So in OMAC, yes, we, for a smaller size school, we have a lot of opportunities for our students. And one of the great things is that the students, it's a free opportunity for them to learn new skills and to find possible career areas that they like or don't like, because both are valuable experiences.
Yeah.
And then, yes, we have a lot of programs.
Okay.
Would you like to hear about that?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Yeah.
So we have automotive. These are in the high school. I'll go into middle school later. Family and consumer science. We have classes in adulting, beginning advanced, and advanced foods. New next year will be baking and pastries. And because we had such a demand, we actually added a beginning foods teacher for this year. We have a business and marketing program, which includes Microsoft Office, Accounting 1 and 2, Web Design, Introduction to Business and Marketing, Leadership and Computer Science. Our agriculture program is huge. We have welding, carpentry, ag biology, principles of ag, greenhouse operations, of which I want to give a little plug for the plant sale that's coming up. It is May 2nd through the 4th. Starts at noon on the 2nd. And is open Friday and Saturday, but only until supplies last on Saturday. So,
okay.
Natural resources, veterinary medicine, new next year, huge demand for floral design. And we will be adding another ag teacher next year because of the demand.
Wow.
Yeah. And then our commercial art program, we have commercial art and advanced commercial art, art exploration and advanced art exploration, new next year, digital art. And our STEM program in the high school includes engineering, design, and aviation.
My goodness.
So within those STEM programs, what is great is that Tanya has worked with the staff, and some of the classes are able to offer dual credit. And
yes.
So I know you wanted to talk just a little bit about that since we're talking about the high
school. Yes. So we offer dual credit in the high school, which means that Wenatchee Valley, we have an articulation with Wenatchee Valley College. So if our students meet their requirements, our students can get college credits for free. Well, to the students, it's free. And so right now we have 50 We have 50 college credits available to students through Wenatchee Valley College. There are five more that are pending, so possibly 55. And then we have an agreement with the Northwest Carpenters Union. So if the carpentry class, if they meet these requirements, they kind of get an advantage when applying to the apprenticeship program.
Wow. So those Wenatchee Valley College credits, that's above and beyond Running Start. Or is it all part of Running Start?
It's a little bit different.
Similar, but different.
It's credits. It's credits.
Credits within getting it within our high school classes.
Right. Nice.
Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, a lot of these programs are hands-on programs. And so students are earning credits by, you know, using their hands and vocational applications, which is a lot of kids do not have any desire to go to college. And that is awesome because we need both tracks. We need to have kids who go to college. We need to have kids who do the vocational programs. And so many of those vocational programs, they make more money than a kid who goes to college. And, you know, they don't go into debt. And so we really encourage kids starting in the middle school talking about these are the possibilities of things you can do if you're interested in this. Absolutely. Go this direction and you can have a great career, a great life by pursuing one of these tracks.
They're more hireable right out of their program and they're ready to go. Now I will sacrifice myself, okay. I will save the teacher the burden and the hassle and the angst of I will volunteer to be the bakery pastry tester, a taste tester. If that's an issue, I'm happy to sacrifice myself that way.
Right.
Great programs. My goodness gracious. I didn't realize you had that much.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot for our size of our
school. It bleeds down to the middle school as well?
Yes. So middle school, we have had a STEM program for quite a few years. We've had classes in robotics, web design and coding, intro and advanced STEM, and then this year we just added STEM culinary class and also an intro to engineering. And there are a few others in the works, some possibly STEM art, and we like to also call it STEAM to include the A for art.
So the STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, art, and then mathematics.
Yes.
You got it.
Wow.
And possibly some business area, not STEM, but business classes like computer in the middle school coming up.
And what is great about this to see that, you know, we've had classes over the years, but what is amazing is how they're growing. And you know why? Because even though people joke around about anybody can teach, you know, if you don't get a job here, you can become a teacher. That's not true. You have to have a certain skill set to be a teacher, and you have to have the right mindset of being what I call a kid magnet. And we have people in our CTE programs that are kid magnets. How do you become a kid magnet? Well, you hang out with kids. You go to the softball games, you go to the basketball games, you go to the dances, you hang out at the athletics. You know, whenever they have any athletic programs, you show up. Whenever you have a dance, you show up. Whenever you have an art program, you show up. When there is a theater program, you show up. That's how you become a kid magnet, because kids see that you care. And then they're going to be like, wait, I want to hang out with this person. Now food is always a draw. We know that. So, you know, the bakery is like, oh, wait, it smells so good in the hallways when they're cooking. It's like, oh, my goodness, everybody wants to hang out there. But the teachers who have been growing their programs, they just hang out with kids. They're spending time before school and at lunchtime and after school and going to their events and just dialoguing with them. And it doesn't have to be this big, deep conversation. It's just checking in. Hey, how was your weekend? Hey, I remember, you know, you got a new puppy. How's your puppy doing? You know, those type of things. And that's what we see with so many of our teachers throughout our school system, that kids want to come to school because they feel loved on. They feel there's a relationship that's there. They have this dialogue with their teachers. And so I'm really excited about our CTE programs, just to see the growth, to see that, you know, our Tanya mentioned that our foods program has doubled in size over the past couple of years. And it's because we have the right people in there that are just drawing kids in. And now we have FFA program, our ag program, is doubling in size. Again, because we have the right person in there that the kids are wanting to hang out, and they're seeing that, wait a minute, this is interesting, and they're willing to take the risks, too. Sometimes the teacher's like, well, I'm not exactly sure how this works, but I'll try to figure it out. And so they'll basically roll the dice to try something new, something creative, and kids are like, ooh, I've never tried that. That looks really fun. I think I want to go check it out. And so it's just, it's fun to see how the program is naturally growing. You know, we're not forcing it. It's just, it's growing because kids are having an interest. And where do they get the interest from? Because of those relationships. Because there's a bunch of kid magnets that are just drawing them in. So it's fun to see that growth taking place.
Well, I think it's part and parcel to the reestablishment in OMEC of your FCCLA program that is now starting to take off again.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
And we've had kids who have been able to participate at the state level, and now we have a national level as well, which is just, it's so fun to see. And we were talking a little bit earlier about how success breeds success. And once kids start seeing, wait a minute, you know, this is not only is it fun, but it's successful, and you get to see other parts of the state and other parts of the country as you're competing and interacting with kids from across the country who have the same interests as me, and not just behind a screen, but face to face, and that is so important. And that's another reason why we love CTE, and the school board is very much a proponent of CTE, because they see the value of the hands-on and the need for it throughout our community, throughout our nation.
Sure. Are you done?
I'm sorry. You did tell me that this was not my show. That's right.
we have Tanya here for a reason.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No, what you said, it's all great stuff. It's wonderful. It's really, it really reiterates just from top to bottom, bottom to top, this whole new attitude, this whole new look at what's going on at the OMEC school district, and how it permeates every aspect of the educational process.
Yeah, it does.
From the, these are air quotes that you can't see, but from the mainstream to the practical, I guess, the hands-on kind of things, and everything in between. So you're really doing a great job, or trying to do a great job, hitting, you know, ticking the boxes for all of your students, finding some way to engage with them so that they can be successful in whatever path they go.
Right.
And I think the cool thing about the trades, and what Tanya was talking about, some of those programs, is it's much easier to stay here if you have those skills.
It
if you
is.
Can be a carpenter or a plumber or electrician or what have you, because those needs are huge
they
here.
Are.
You don't need to have a 4-year degree to have to get, so that's big.
Yes.
So Tanya, do you see that happening a lot, that kids are, you know, transitioning from your program to, you know, careers here locally, or can you even track that?
I don't know that I have any tracking information
that. Just curious,
But what we have seen is that because there's an increase in the interest in the classes, we've had kids say, man, when I graduate, this is what I want to do. This is the direction I want to go. And so we have we don't formally track it, but just the informal conversations hearing from kids.
To automotive programs or
welding and it's exciting to see. And what I'm also excited about is that, you know, the state requires that you start talking about careers in middle school with kiddos, saying, hey, you know, you still have time to choose, and so we want you to try out different tracks, different avenues. And so Tanya's done a lot of work with, it's called the High School and Beyond Plan, that kids have to create. Is it in 8th grade that they start that, 7th grade?
It's supposed to start in 7th or 8th, and I believe we are doing it in 7th.
So what exactly is that?
It basically involves career exploration, setting goals, what their interests are for after high school, and going through lessons of what their skill sets are, what their interests are, what, I can't remember. Some of the other parts.
Part of the cool thing about it is that there's videos that are attached. So if a kid says, boy, what does a welder do? Exactly. You know, or a plumber, you know, they can actually watch these and go through a lesson on what that career could look like.
Yeah.
And also talks a little bit about salary, because for some kids that's really important. You know, well, how much money am I going to make? So they jump right to that. But it's nice because it gives them that opportunity to explore different avenues and they have the time to do it, you know, throughout the day and throughout the years as they're going up from middle school into high school, to kind of focus on what do I want to do with my life? Because sometimes kids are so involved in their cell phones, you know, and Snapchat and everything, that they forget that there's more to life than that. And so this is a way to help them to re-engage, to refocus. And so it gives them that opportunity to see, what do I want to do with my life?
You're sort of like doing an educational version of, like, was it Myers-Briggs?
Yes.
You know, kind of testing to find out your skills.
Your aptitudes.
In all the different
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
So in a much funner way than doing Myers-Briggs.
Right. Just the pencil paper test.
Yeah, much yes. funner way. Much more hands-on to see what you... Yeah, it's good. Wonderful.
Yeah. And so, Tanya, could you share just a little bit about what are some of the ways that kids can explore that we offer in our school for kids to see other careers and even colleges, because that's still something that some kids are interested in as well. What are some of the things that we as a school district do to let kids experience that?
We usually attend the I don't know what the proper name for it is now, but the Career Expo in the fall that they hold at the Agriplex. They host up, they've had over 100 different careers and colleges represented in the past. So we take students to that. And then in our school, we do on an early release day at the end of the semester, first semester, I believe, we do like an exploration where each teacher has the opportunity to, we have a special schedule and kids can go learn about different classes so that they know maybe what they want to sign up for the following year.
Oh, okay.
So we do that.
One other thing we do too, which I definitely want to mention, we so appreciate our military folk. And so we have military who come in and kids get to engage with them, to visit with them, and we allow them to take the ASVAB test, which kind of determines if you can, you know, if you qualify in there. So that, because that's important. And we appreciate having the military, you know, people who sign up for that. That is a hard job as well. And that is a track that some kids are interested in. We completely support that as well. Yeah. So that's another opportunity.
And then other along those lines, colleges will come in and kids can meet with them, as well as I think our Family and Consumer Science invited Spokane Falls culinary program to come and talk to kids just a couple weeks ago. So.
Wonderful.
And sharing food, of course. That's always the big draw.
Yeah, how good is your program? True. Let me see how good your program is.
Right.
Give me some samples here. Yeah. Wonderful, exciting stuff going
it
on.
It really is. Yeah. So we wanted to make sure that our community was hearing all of the great things that are taking place and that we're continuing to grow and explore what we're doing in CTE. And this next Monday night at 5:30, anybody within the community is invited to come to our, starting at the middle school, and we are going to actually have a presentation to the school board of all the different CTE programs that we have, and so we'll spend some time in each of the different classrooms and then kind of take a little field trip to the next classroom so people can see what's taking place. So community is invited to that as well, starting at 5:30 starts at our middle school.
Middle school.
Yep, and then it'll bounce up into the high school so everybody can see.
And students primarily are the presenters, so it's really good.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
So that about covers that?
A couple other things besides FCCLA, which is the Family Consumer Science Club, FFA, and FBLA, both are, they have state competition coming up soon as well.
Yeah.
So all three will be attending state, and FCCLA has a nationals qualifier, and we'll see what the others do.
Nice. That's wonderful.
It is. It is.
Very quickly, I wanted a follow-up question to the last time we were together.
You bet.
Where are we at OSPI school-wise with the development of this particular curriculum that...
There's nothing yet as far as, because we were talking about the curriculum adoption process.
Okay.
So what's going to happen with that is nothing will happen until next fall, not this fall, 2024, but the fall of 2025.
Okay.
So the language has not been created yet for board policy or anything. It hasn't gone through the attorneys yet.
Okay.
So it won't be until next October, November, I think, is when it's coming out. And so the law has officially passed, but it has not been put into policy, so we don't know exactly.
The implementation is still
correct.
Now, is the OSPI, are they reaching out to a good cross section of schools and school boards and representation and to help develop that, or not?
You're trying to pin me into a corner, and I'm going to say
no. I'm just asking: Are they going to be allowing people to engage in the process?
Right. That is a very good question. Generally, the answer is no. That they have their attorneys who go through and create it. But just as an FYI, just so you know, it's not curriculum that they're creating. It's the approval process of the curriculum. And so we don't know exactly what that means. So let's simply choose a math curriculum, for instance. If a school is adopting a math curriculum, usually what happens is, according to the policies that we have in place, the teachers will review it. They'll try out, you know, different lessons to see, hey, is this a good fit? And they'll try a whole bunch of different curriculums. They review them all. And then it goes to a committee that they review to see, okay, this is what the teacher said, great. And then they have to say, does it have this in it? Does it have this in it? Is it making sure that it addresses a cross section of students? So that's the policy, that part, that adoption part. So they won't say, here's your math curriculum, at least not yet. They're not saying that. It's the adoption process of the curriculum you're looking at. So what that means is that some curriculum developers will say, boy, we really want Washington State's business, so we want to make sure we include all of the stuff that they are requesting. But usually it's driven by three big states, and that's Florida, Texas, and California. That's where a lot of the curriculum developers come from. I mean, they say, what does Texas want? What does Florida want? What does California want? Because that's there where they make the big money. And then the rest of us look at the curriculum that they have created.
Interesting.
So Washington State currently is not creating a curriculum. It doesn't mean they won't.
Right.
Someday down the road. But this policy that we talked about at the last meeting we had was really the adoption process of making sure that certain elements were inside the curriculum. They haven't said, what's going to happen if it's not in there? I haven't heard that yet. So that's to be determined once we see more of the policy.
Thank you. That was very informative and very helpful, because I don't think people fully understand what's actually going on and happening. All we hear is we just see the
headlines,
see the letters, and boom, you just get all red flag.
Right.
And,
I understand.
But
I do.
Yep. Do a deep dive and just it's okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. Absolutely.
Tanya, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And best of luck continuing, you know, leading the ship there for CTE. I think it's a great program.
And, thank you.
And it's apparently growing exponentially.
It really is. It really
aviation.
Is. Yes, that's another one. Wasn't that fun?
Wow. That's great stuff.
That's one of those things where we're taking a chance and saying, are kids interested in this? And it's growing, which is fun.
May 2nd through the 4th.
Yes.
Big plant sale.
Yes.
What were the hours?
Noon to 7 on the 2nd.
Okay.
9 to 7 on the 3rd. And 9 to 5 on the 4th, or unless they sell out earlier.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, okay. Wonderful.
Yep.
And that supports that program, or?
FFA.
Okay, FFA program. Okay, wonderful. Yep. Good deal.
Yep.
Tanya, always, it was very nice to have you out here today.
Thank you.
I'm glad you kind of elevated the whole program.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing that, because us to our own devices,
right.
it can go off the rails pretty quickly.
Yes.
Michael, always a pleasure to visit with you. I'll see you next month.
Yep, sounds good.
And that'll be
the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time OMAC got out this early.
I know, the first week in June. It has been a long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's probably a little exciting.
It is exciting.
Okay. Well, thank you both for being here. I look forward to our next visit.
Sounds good.
Thank you,
guys.